Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast. This Father's Day, there's only one thing worse than his jokes. Paying too much for his present. Go to Chemist Warehouse and get great savings every day.
Dits, yeah. Did you hear about your mate Kane Corns?
What's he done?
Well, you gave him a little serve a day or two ago.
Oh, yeah, I was only sticking up for you. I went into bat for my mate.
Did you?
My teammate, yeah.
I thought you were having a bit of a go at him as well, just to, you know, a bit of both. Anyway, you had a crack at him about him playing 300 games and Ken sort of gifting him games to get him to 300. Then he quit and joined the Fireys.
Well,
he's had a little retaliation.
Has he come back?
I'm not sure if you've heard, but you know, it's just a bit of fun. It's just a bit of banter. Don't get angry.
The problem for Dits, he's been carrying Roo's bags for that long that he doesn't actually have a phone line to the Port Adelaide Footy Club anymore. In fact, those at the Port Adelaide Football Club think he's turned to be a Crows supporter because of his relationship with Roo. So he actually wouldn't know anything that's going on at the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Oh,
so
a Crows supporter!
That's all I will say in response to him. And I might start invoicing Triple M.
Please send them in. Invoices. Now, Roo, just on that. Look,
you got to stop barracking for the Crows.
I know.
Seriously, because you've been so complimentary of our season.
I'm such a Crows supporter.
And so supportive of our zipping 13 star.
I know. Roo, I'll tell you how bad my relationship is. Now, this sounds egotistical, but only so I can point out how bad it is.
We've got more cane yet.
Hang on. We're 150 years old, our football club. So you would have thought over the 150 years, they've asked one person to MC the biggest event that they've held, the dinner for 1,500 people. Funnily enough, they asked me to MC it.
You did
the
MC it.
The bloke that's the Crow supporter that they don't like, and I don't have any communication, and they won't take my phone calls. What do you know? They chose me. Now, that sounds egotistical, but I'm just trying to point it out.
I know they chose you because you remember we set you up.
Yes. That's right. The biggest prank.
The biggest prank of all time.
That's right.
When you just wanted it put in the minutes.
So that's how bad my relationship's going at the Port Adelaide Football Club.
I want to hear a little bit more. Just for a bit. This is fun. Don't worry about Kane.
By the way, carrying your bags, Kane, you bet I am. I'm hanging on to Roo for as long as I can. If that keeps me employed here.
You know what? And I'm enjoying it.
I am carrying Roo's bags. I admit that 100%.
Keep doing it. Here's a bit more fun.
He's inaccurate. For starters, Dits. And it's not that. Well, he's obsessed by me, and I'm not saying that.
Don't flatter yourself.
It's true. He is completely obsessed.
Likes girls,
and
actually.
I need to start charging Triple M for the amount of times that he brings my name up and speaks about me. It dates right back to a story that he completely botched at the end of 2012. He said that because I didn't have a financial clause in my contract for winning the best and fairest, the club gifted me the best and fairest to save money in the best and fairest count. He thought Brad Ebert should have won it. I won it. He was completely wrong. I rang him up about it. He apologised like a grovelling little man about it. And he's wrong again about this story.
Hang on. I do draw the line now. Tell the truth. He did ring me, actually. And I said, Kane, don't bother ringing me. Why would you worry about what I say and move on? That is, if that's grovelling and called an apology, I don't. And that is the absolute 1,000,000% truth. He rang me and said, I don't appreciate you saying these sorts of things. And my response really says, well, don't worry about it. Why would you worry what I say?
Yeah. Anyway. You're obsessed.
I'm obsessed with you.
You are obsessed. Now, is that true, that best and fairest story?
Yep. I still stand by it.
You stand by the fact that they changed the best and fairest result.
And I never said that he didn't have an incentive clause in his contract. He did, and most players do have.
But it was less than the other one,
wasn't it? It was less than the other one.
So what, he won a best and fairest that
happened.
He shouldn't have won.
Two board members told me about it because they were livid. They weren't happy with it. So two board members told me, and you and I were on air at the time. The CEO of the day rang me from London and said, where did you get that story from? He was quite irate. Where did you come up with this from? I then named the two board members, and he went, oh, okay. So as far as if Kane says, I then apologised and I then retracted it, well, I can tell you right now I didn't.
This is going to make him angry. So
I'm telling the truth. Hang on. I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can't go to air with that sort of stuff. The CEO will have to back this up because this is what happened. He rang from London and you were sitting next to me and he said, where on earth did you get that? I said, well, I named the two board members and then what do you know? The CEO actually didn't sort of follow it and pursue it and said, oh,
But okay. You are saying he's one of his best and fairest. He didn't actually really win.
He did. He got the votes.
Yeah, but he didn't actually.
All I'll say is he got the votes for it.
Gee whiz.
No, well, you've heard that before.
No, I know.
You heard that story at the time.
From you.
But let's just stick to the truth. Talk about grovelling and giving apologies and all that sort of garbage. Well, it didn't happen. Mm. Because I do stand by what I say. Yeah. And if I get it wrong, I get it wrong. But I don't go grovelling and making it, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry I'd said
that. Two things out of this. Keep supporting the Crows, Dits, because you are a closet Crow supporter, and all your Ditmar relations out there at the moment that have had a car crash, just relax. And the other one, just keep carrying my bags for me, please.
I will. Right. I will. I'll stick with you.
All right.
Ruin Dits, make you smile every day. Let's make your dad smile this Father's Day with a fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.